I'm David Hatcher of AGA, and I'm here with Jonathan Goldstein of Cane Hoy. Jonathan, absolutely fascinating result this morning. What's your reaction?
Well, it's 7:30 in the morning, and it's often dangerous to say things now which will backfire on me later in the day, but I think you have to start from the position saying that Theresa May took a gamble which has spectacularly backfired on her. If you remember back a few years, Gordon Brown was criticised for not taking the same gamble. Well, clearly, this has spectacularly backfired from a position whereby, you know, the polls were predicting a 20-point lead and a 100-seat majority. We're sat here today with a hung parliament. So that has to be the initial reaction of everyone, and I assume there are very few people who can actually put their hands up and say, you know, I thought this was the way this would end out. I certainly was not one of those.
You were very kind of despondent post-referendum, and kind of you talked about what you thought that kind of meant in terms of the dissatisfaction for the country. What do you think this result says?
Well, I think there's an initial few reactions that I have personally. I'm not speaking in terms of the party industry here, but I have felt for the last year that a vote that was 52-48, the 48% have been ignored, and the country's been driven down a road towards a hard Brexit, which I don't think anybody ever actually voted for. It was a complex issue, and, you know, hard soft and other issues were not really on the agenda. So I think that this is a wake-up call for everybody today. I think that those people who have been nervous about the impact on the economy and the impact on lives and the young and their futures have had a wake-up call. So I think that this is quite an interesting period now. Obviously, Theresa May has to go in 11 days and start a negotiation, or whoever the Prime Minister is at that point in time. But clearly, it's very unclear now what the mandate is and how you know, people will go about the process. I think if you look on, if you look at the wider issues, you know, there's one narrative that comes out of my head between the Brexit vote and the vote yesterday. The Brexit vote was undoubtedly swung by the promise to pour money back into public services, the £350 million a week back into the National Health Service. And there was one candidate who went around the country saying that he was going to invest in public services, and he's been the clear winner in relative terms from the election, and that's Jeremy Corbyn. So maybe there's a common narrative there.
And in terms of early thoughts on how this might impact the property industry, kind of general sentiment, kind of likelihood to impact investment volumes, what's your gut instinct?
Well, I've always believed in London, so I think it's very important that we carry on believing that. I believe in Britain and I believe in London, and I think the long-term investors will continue to see that. I think there's, you know, this is now the third shock in a year, Brexit, Trump, and now this. And I think people are seeing that after the initial shock of the events, stability then occurs. But I think it's impossible not to feel that there will be a period of uncertainty. You know, at 318 seats as currently predicted, obviously that's short of a majority. It seems difficult to be able to govern from that position. So we're likely to have another election at some point in time in the next 12, 18 months. So I think we are going to have a quiet period, another period of uncertainty. But with uncertainty, often for investors comes opportunity. So I'm invigorated this morning. I think that Britain has had a wake-up call, that people will not be driven down a road, that we are not a one-issue country. And I think that the political class need to listen and learn from the messages that the people give them across the country.
One of the things that we do know for sure is that there'll be a new housing minister one way or another, irrespective of what party that will be from. What would you like to see from whoever is in that post next?
Well, I've been saying the same thing for many years. We have to invest in more housing. We have to provide housing for people at affordable levels. We have to simplify the planning system to enable the housing to be aggressively built and delivered for people. It's not acceptable to have a society where people do not have places to live, where the number of homeless is going up. And that clearly is a message that Jeremy Corbyn went around the country espousing, and it's clearly a message that's resonated. And as I say, I hope people have listened. I hope the Conservative Party has listened to that message, because I think it's important that the new housing minister who comes in works very, very quickly with the relevant mayors and the relevant local authorities to put these processes into place and enable people to act.
Jonathan, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thanks, David.